This is KUNC. During the early 1990s, a man donated several boxes to Colorado State University's Department of Design and Merchandising. In them, an unusual collection from his recently deceased aunt. At the time, the boxes were cataloged and placed in storage. Over time, the details of their arrival were lost, until two volunteers unraveled the mystery. KUNC Arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
For a lot of people, this might sound like an unusual request.
Terry and I just got assigned the hankies.
That's Marcella Wells, a volunteer with CSU's Avenir Museum of Design and Merchandising. For Wells and fellow volunteer Terry Cornell, cataloging unique articles of clothing and textiles is just part of the gig.
So for about 7 weeks, we sat as a team and accessioned every single one of them, which meant touching every one of them, taking it out of its box, opening it up, writing a written description, tagging it with a number, and then photographing it.
They did that 1,107 times. That's the total number of handkerchiefs in the collection, which spanned from the late 1930s through the 1970s. There are handkerchiefs of almost every conceivable type and for every occasion. Black ones for funerals, festive ones for holidays. There are even hankies commemorating individual states along Route 66 and the 1962 Seattle World's Fair.
They had been around and they needed to be documented more carefully and thoroughly.
That's Avenir Museum curator Katie Knowles.
And when the unpacking happened in our new facility that opened in 2016, some things sort of came to the attention of, we should really get this one done.
As they went through the boxes, Marcella Wells says they began to create a mental picture of just who owned these handkerchiefs.
I just envisioned a typical 1950s, 40s, 50s housewife.
Obviously, she loved handkerchiefs. She was even a member of the Hanky of the Month Club, a sort of subscription service for handkerchiefs that was popular in the 1940s and 50s. But given the number of accompanying gift cards found with them, it appears she, too, was well-loved.
To me, a collection like this from friends and family would have meant something really heartwarming.
The one thing they didn't have? The original owner's full name. The only clue was a monogram on many of the handkerchiefs. Florence.
When she kept meticulous records of who gave her what and when, she never kept an envelope with these cards. She kept the cards, they're lovely, but not the envelopes. It was very frustrating.
That's Terry Cornell.
We began to feel really strange not knowing who this was. After all, 1,107 times we looked at her name, Florence, and wondered who did this, why, where? And finally, we got some answers, thanks to the internet.
After weeks of scouring through the collection, Cornell took one last look through the boxes. And then she saw it, a lone envelope addressed to Florence Libke.
I rushed home to my genealogical sources online and plugged her into Ancestry and Family Search, and bam, up she came.
Florence Libke was a file clerk from Chicago. The daughter of German immigrants, she had three sisters and one brother, and while she never married or had children, Florence was very loved.
My name is Pat Gilbert O'Neill. I am the grandniece of Florence Libke.
O'Neill's father, Paul Gilbert, was a professor at CSU and the mystery man who donated the collection all those years ago. But the handkerchiefs, those were a mystery to O'Neill. Although it did answer something she'd long wondered about after a visit to her aunt's studio apartment.
There were boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff. I didn't realize at the time that it was probably a lot of it were handkerchiefs, but she said, these are my treasures.
After being contacted by the museum, O'Neill helped fill in the gaps about her Auntie Flo, a fearless career woman who loved riding roller coasters even into her 70s, including the fact that the Ed referenced in so many of the cards was not a paramour, but actually a nickname for her sister, Esther. She also shared photos of Florence that are now part of the Avenir exhibit, Nothing to Sneeze At, One Woman, 1,107 Hankies. Curator Katie Knowles says it's not often that single donations come with so much documentation, but then that's also pretty telling about Florence.
Well, she was a file clerk. I mean, she took her work home with her. I guess she really liked filing.
For volunteer Marcella Wells, who curated the exhibition, the show is a tribute. both to the hanky and to Florence.
When I see a hanky now in a thrift store or a vintage collection, I just always spend an extra few seconds with it because it's like, okay, that meant something to someone at some point.
And that's nothing to sneeze at. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.